This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Southwest Airlines says it will cancel about two-thirds of its domestic flights through the rest of the week. That includes hundreds of flights at Denver International Airport. The airline says it's working to recover from problems with its crew and flight scheduling systems. In the meantime, many passengers are trying to get refunds or recover lost luggage. Rocky Ford resident Michelle Gardner spent most of Tuesday in a lost baggage line.
It sucks, but I'm not the only person. If you could see this line, I am not the only person dealing with this. There's hundreds of thousands of people dealing with this right now.
A water leak may have damaged state government records and historic documents. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Sub-zero weather is the likely cause of widespread water damage at the State Archives building in downtown Denver. Workers found leaking pipes last Thursday and again on Saturday that spilled water into all three subterranean storage floors. State spokesman Doug Platt.
Right now, we estimate there's a couple thousand boxes that we need to bring out of the various basement levels and just evaluate them. There's some that we don't know if they're wet or not. But we need to take a look at them and make sure to prevent any kind of long-term damage, things like mold.
The archives contain everything from historical documents to modern-day court records. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new state law aims to reduce the sale of stolen goods anonymously through the Internet, CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser will bring together prosecutors and others to share best practices to address the scourge of retail theft. That is, where thieves then resell goods from places like Home Depot on anonymous websites like Facebook Marketplace. On January 1st, the new law will require companies that operate these online marketplaces to identify sellers, verify seller information, and provide seller disclosures to consumers. Those websites will also be required to provide platforms for consumers to report suspicious activity. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The weather forecast has mountain snow and rain and snow for Metro Denver today and tonight. This is CPR News.